This is Straight Out of Vegas.
Straight Out of Vegas!
With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell.
Pay that man his money.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the Vegas Strip, the pregame show America has always wanted. And now, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ here, as always, right when the show starts, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas, on 200 Fox Sports radio stations coast to coast. We got action today, looking ahead, assessing today, but we got a bigger story. Steve Fezzik also here, Jonas in L.A., Brad Powers. His face is beet red. Looks like, you ever see a, like, were they depicted on TV, like Steve Jobs? At one point, though, he ultimately died of cancer. He had a cancer diagnosis early, like 10, 12 years before he ended up passing away, in which they said there's a 95% chance you've got this form, and if so, you've got 6 months to live. And there's a 5% chance you have the other form. We'll call that the good form. And that's, you know, it's a battle. You can win that one. So think about that. You got a one, you know, 20-to-1 shot that you're going to be dead before next Christmas. And he got the 5%er, right? So he, meaning the one that he has a chance, and he ended up fighting it and, you know, having another 10, 15 years of his life. That's how Brad looks right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Quickly tell the nation why your face looks like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm on my way to the show. I walk out of my apartment complex and can't find my truck. And it's not like I haven't driven it any
time. This truck, this is one of those $70,000
$55,000 truck. And I just had drove it a couple hours prior, and I can't find it. I'm clicking my beeper. I'm like, what? I mean, did I park it somewhere I didn't think I did?
So your first thought, and this is in your complex.
In my complex, I was like, somebody must have stole my truck. That was my first instincts. I'm like,
well, what other instinct could it be?
I don't know. I
mean, it'd be one thing if you're in another part of town, you park. Yeah. Hey, did I miss a no parking sign? This is the same place you park every day.
Yes, it is.
And the car's gone.
And my truck is gone, yes.
And you don't have like a living girlfriend?
No. Nope. Right?
So it's not like someone else has the keys and they went to get cigarettes, or I guess these days not many people get cigarettes, but no.
No, it's just not there. It's
so gone. What were you feeling at that
point? I started
point?
Shaking.
You were shaking.
Yeah, I've never experienced this. You don't get trucks stolen on the farm and back in Ohio, RJ. Come on.
They steal tractors. I mean, not trucks.
A little tough to steal a tractor.
Now, were you doing the calculation in your head that, because I, luckily, knock on wood, I've never had a car stolen. Like, is that fully covered by, like, how's that all work with insurance? I don't even think the answer matters as much as what were you thinking?
I was starting to panic. Well, my first thing is I called Daryl and said, hey, man, it looks like my truck's stolen. I may or may not be at the show.
Now, the first thought would be, how far away from the show do you live?
Only a couple blocks.
A couple blocks. So at that point, you would have had two choices. One, walk to the show.
And I ended up walking.
Yeah. Coming here and saying, you know, guys, I mean, I might seem a little distracted today because my car's been stolen, but I figure if I tell them in an hour, if I tell them, you know, now, it won't really matter. So I'm here with you. You're saying that's not the choice you would have made.
It's probably hindsight, probably the choice I should have made.
No. Yeah. But what I'm saying is you didn't.
I didn't.
But then what happened? This is where the story turns.
Yeah. So something told me. I mean, like, it's taken from my apartment complex. So I just walk up to my apartment complex, the building management, and said, hey, my truck's gone. I think it's stolen. And they knew exactly. They're like, was it a 2017 Ford F-150 4x4? I'm like, yeah, that's my truck. They're like, oh, we towed it. Registration. I'm like, registration? I just got it 2 months ago. It cost me $942 in the great state of Nevada. They still towed it. And RJ, it's like up near Area 51. That's where they towed it. It's like 45 minutes away.
What?
They towed it.
Why?
Like, they said registration. It was expired. There was a sticker. I'm like, I didn't see no sticker. All I know is I paid for my registration 2 months ago when it was due.
So really what you're saying is we don't have the ending of this story.
We do not. To be continued.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like some kind of alien paraphernalia in the car, you know, where it was like somehow the aliens were driving it and they needed it for something. I mean, jeez. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
If you watch the Bob Lazar documentary on Netflix, which talks about what's really sparked all this Area 51 stuff, they reference how...
Hold on. This documentary is what sparked it?
Yeah, and the Joe Rogan podcast.
How old was the documentary?
It came out last year, but Joe Rogan had the guy on the podcast, and because of that, it sort of ignited.
Oh, so you're saying the surge reach recently?
Yeah. So it surged.
Because Area 51's been something for decades.
Yeah,
right?
And Bob Lazar, in this documentary, they talk about how they both hid their phones, turned off their phones. There was no recording of a conversation that they had, and yet the next day, the FBI showed up to this house. Showed up to the guy's house and referenced the conversation. So they were watching them at some point or another. They knew that what they were talking about. I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but I'll just say this. Yesterday, we gave out the odds for Area 51 and the invasion of Area 51, and it was Brad Powers who did it. And then the next day, his truck gets towed, and it's at Area 51. Look, I'm not trying to stir the pot. I'm just saying.
Holy freaking come on.
Just saying.
I mean, it's more than just saying. I mean, I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. There's a couple things that trouble me right off the go. One, I didn't even move the board there, and somehow it went louder. Ooh. Now, here's what I'll say. I took a day off yesterday. Now, you would think on my day off I'd be listening to the show minus me, but I hadn't gotten to it yet. And somehow Daryl, the producer, let a topic of Area 51 get through on a sports show. That's trouble number one.
In a D block when we're talking about odds.
Yeah, we gave the odds.
But see, there was odds on it.
Yeah, there are odds.
Okay, yes. Actually, I love that then.
Come on now, give me my love.
I mean, I love it. But listen, I've been actually listening to more talk lately, sports talk, just to see what they're talking about. Oofa. I mean, it's some bad. Let's just say they should stick to sports. Now, somehow we didn't even plan this.
No.
And this was much more fascinating. But let's just recap what Jonas said, because it's a brilliant point. First time ever we talked about Area 51.
Yep.
Yes, or yesterday on the show, without my permission, Uncle Sam, Freddie Fed, is the idea that it's the first time you ever do. Now, has your car ever been towed? You've lived in the same place for how long? 3 years.
3 years. Never been towed.
Never been towed.
Nope. No one. Now, always been there, right? In the same spot.
In theory. So you actually have, you're so affluent.
Well, I park it. I'm very, you know.
But you got a reserve spot.
Yes.
Because the car costs like as much as some houses in middle America.
Yeah.
So you don't want people dinging it or
no,
whatever.
No, I don't.
So somehow you finagled. You had your own spot.
Yep.
Like a doctor would at a hospital.
Yep.
Okay. And you've parked there for 3 years.
Yep.
Now, this registration, did it expire yesterday?
No.
So whatever state that led it to be towed was the case yesterday, day before. Meaning, I'm not saying it's justified, but nothing changed.
Nothing changed. Nope.
Except one thing.
Yep.
This national radio show, 200 stations, coast to coast, talked about Area 51.
Yep.
Now, who led the conversation? I didn't listen. Who probably had the most word count during that conversation?
I did, by far.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's true.
And one person's car gets stolen or taken, we'll call it, procured.
Yep.
Intimate domain, as they say, when they take it. And lo and behold, it's in Area 51.
Right near close to it.
Okay. I'm going to put a challenge out. Yeah. It's a $1 million challenge. If anybody can contradict a word that I said, meaning, and let's get it straight again. First time we talked about Area 51, yep. Yesterday, Brad talked about it the most.
Yep.
His car got towed for the first time ever in Vegas, 3 years. And whatever pretense it was towed under, nothing changed between yesterday and today. and that it literally got towed to Area 51.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.